So Camille, discuss the formal strategy you employed in a particular poem that you've submitted to Fish House.
I'm thinking about Black Spoon, which is a sonnet. It's from my manuscript, which is a collection of rogue sonnets, and they're very roguish, the sonnets, so that none of them are actually rhymed. And though I pay attention to syllabic counts in a majority of the poems, it is not accentual syllabic, so it's not metrical counts. It's the number of syllables in a line, which does different things for beat structure. So you might not necessarily look at Black Spoon and think that it's a sonnet, which to me is important to the poems in that collection because they're poems about Black people in America who make the best of what they have and aren't necessarily what people think they are when you look at them on the surface, and they are full of pleasant surprises. But I've included in that poem some of the elements that I think are very important to a sonnet. And so, though I don't do the rhyme and I don't do the meter and I don't do the sort of obvious things that you think about when you think about a Shakespearean sonnet, I do things like employ a volta at a particular place in the poem where there is a turn, so that we feel a change. And I pay very careful attention to an argumentative strategy, so it's like an essay, and it's sort of the first section builds upon the next section, which builds upon the next section, which turns itself to the end where we have a new way of looking at the information presented to us. So, to me, one of the most important things about the sonnet is the argumentative strategy and structure, and I've taken care in that poem to pay attention to that. Though I have not necessarily done the other things which people think have to happen in a sonnet. And since I'm talking about Billie Holiday, who is a poet and a musician who defies and aligns herself with rules, musical rules, I think I am fully within my rights to defy and align.